Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
Many of the global issues we face, whether it's population growth, hunger, poor nutrition, and climate change, are all falling heavily on farmers. Farming is both physically and emotionally demanding, and Corteva supports farmers through community engagement, education, access to resources and tools. We're really trying to enable them to provide safe and reliable food around the world.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. I'm Kayla Chittister, producer of the podcast, this week's guest host of the show. We had the opportunity to talk with Dr. Claudia Copeland from Corteva Agriscience this week. She is the company's first chief health officer, and we get into why Corteva decided to found this role. Claudia's unique fit. She's a United States veteran, has a background in public health, and has ventured into ag bioscience. Their vision for the role, how you see it in practice, and the new partners that have come along as a product of her being at Corteva now. Please enjoy Claudia. The conversation was a lot of fun, and I was happy to be a part of it. Claudia, thanks for joining us on Ag Bioscience.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
You are Corteva's first chief health officer, and I want you to share with us your perspective kind of on these macro gaps that currently exist in the way we are producing and consuming food today and sort of its overall impact on our health.
So macro gaps in food production and consumption are impacting both global health and food security in several ways. The current food system favors the production of processed foods that are high in calories and low in nutrients over fresh fruits and vegetables, legumes, and whole grains. This imbalance contributes to rising rates of obesity, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and certain cancers. Rising food prices have a greater impact on low-income populations by reducing their access to healthy food. And the economic disparity leads to a paradox where people can be both undernourished and overweight due to their reliance on more affordable, less nutritious food options. Food insecurity and hunger, which leads to malnutrition, is a leading cause of stunted growth, weakened immunity, and maternal and child mortality. You also have extreme weather events due to climate change, which can affect agriculture, that leads to crop failures, reduced food availability, and increased prices. And all of these can exacerbate hunger and malnutrition. You have global supply chain disruptions, which can lead to food shortages, higher prices, and reduced dietary diversity. And finally, I think about insufficient policies and fundings for sustainable agriculture, local food initiatives, and nutrition education for children, which can increase health disparities if we don't have these in place.
Yeah. And you have consumers, you know, that want to know more about their food probably now than they ever have. Yet, you know, it's said that only 2% of the U.S. population has this direct connection to the farm. As a global leader in ag innovation, how is Corteva approaching this sort of multiple audiences, maybe some new audiences, in telling the story of farmers, food, and their stewardship around the world?
The UN projects that the global population will grow from 8 to 10 billion people by 2050. And this means that farmers will have to produce significantly more food on the same amount of land. At the same time, they're facing challenges from extreme weather, pests, diseases, and also economic pressures that threaten the global food system. So if there's a gap between farmers and consumers, it's really an understanding ag tech and how it's used on the farm. Consumers and growers, I think, really want the same things, which is safe, nutritious, and affordable food. For Corteva, it's really important to make sure we're telling the story of how technology can help feed a growing global population. Not just the solutions that we develop, but also how farmers implement those innovations so that they can feed and fuel the world. And like the farmers we serve, the concept of sustainability really lies at the heart of our business strategy and our vision for the future. And that's a reason why we invest nearly $4 million every day in sustainable innovation to bring farmers new tools that increase their yields with lower environmental impact. So really, just like this conversation today, we need to make sure that message is getting to farmers, consumers, policymakers, and really anyone else who's concerned about securing a strong food supply for the future.
Put this into practice for me a little bit, Claudia. What are some of the action items is so far into your tenure that Corteva is taking on this health platform a little bit? Where do you see it or experience it? And are there new sort of strategic partners that are coming alongside you with these efforts?
Well, we engage in regular, meaningful conversations with existing and potential partners throughout the food value chain. A consistent theme is the health of farmers, crops, and the environment. We think about health as kind of an overarching priority in terms of everything that we do at Corteva. The question that we're always asking is, how can we create a more healthy and resilient food system? One example is the Corteva Catalyst Investment and Collaboration Platform. This allows us to accelerate the development of new technologies that complement our own R&D efforts. A number of the startups that we're working with are focused on biologicals, which is a strategic priority for Corteva. Biologicals and natural products are complementary solutions to persistent challenges like disease management or environmental impact, and they broaden the tools that are available to farmers to increase yield sustainably. We've developed a leadership position in this rapidly growing biologicals market by strengthening our in-house capabilities and partnering with innovators. So another example is very local. Since 2014, Corteva volunteers have grown and donated over 100,000 pounds of fresh produce to local food pantries through the Harvest for Hunger Garden at our Indianapolis global headquarters. Volunteers work each year in the 2-acre garden. They're planting, growing, and harvesting over 20 types of crops that are then donated to area food pantry partners.
It's really, I think, magnificent, Claudia, to see it span the entire value chain. You're talking about donating food all the way to biological innovation via Corteva Catalyst. And so a wide range of practices put into motion, and you're seeing it across the entire portfolio of Corteva. What has the reception and feedback been like from these different audiences thus far? What are you hearing?
I would say that the reception has been very positive. I recently spoke at the first ever Indiana Hunger Summit, where people from all over the state came together to share ideas, to network, and explore ways for all of us that are working to address food insecurity, to be more efficient in our efforts, and also to find new and innovative solutions. At Corteva, I work closely with the Global Food Systems team, which collaborates with food companies to leverage our R&D pipeline and help provide innovative, nutritional, and sustainable ingredients for the world's food supply. Some examples include high-fiber wheat and high-stability oils. We're also exploring how we can work together with various health systems to find ways to support overall farmer health, whether that's through better accessibility to rural health care or learning more about the specific challenges that farmers face and how Corteva's relationship with farmers can lead to a collaboration with healthcare providers to help improve health outcomes. I mean, personally, I find that when Corteva has a seat at the table, we bring a really unique perspective to the conversation. In part, it's because of the innovation that we deliver every day, but I think it's also because we bring our global presence, our deep knowledge, and also diverse resources that are really working to solve the world's most pressing agricultural challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
A healthy company is a blessing, but a well-insured company is a necessity. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau offers more affordable health plans for eligible members. Whether you have just a handful of employees or a larger enterprise, building a stable business demands employees who are just as strong and healthy. Indiana Farm Bureau can help with health plans that include medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans. And you can sign up for membership and apply for an Indiana Farm Bureau health plan any time of year. Indiana Farm Bureau understands the cost of healthcare has rapidly become one of the largest expenses for many small businesses. We invite you to compare our health plans to your current coverage. We're confident you could find significant savings. To learn more about the health plan that's right for you, visit infbhealthplans.com and make the switch today.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. We're talking with Dr. Claudia Copeland from Corteva Agriscience. Claudia, we hear a lot about health in ag as a construct of food becoming healthier for consumers and the planet. Corteva is really focusing on the hallmark of their business too, which is the farmer. Share more on the challenges farmers are currently facing and its impact on their health.
So Corteva aims to enrich the lives of farmers and their communities because when they succeed, and we help build a strong, vibrant agricultural system. Many of the global issues we face, whether it's population growth, hunger, poor nutrition, and climate change, are all falling heavily on farmers. Farming is both physically and emotionally demanding, and Corteva supports farmers through community engagement, education, access to resources and tools. We're really trying to enable them to provide safe and reliable food around the world. Our commitment to human health includes two main pillars: facilitating the production of more nutritious food and making the safety of our products our top priority. We use science to make life better and easier for farmers. Supplying adequate nutrition to billions of people starts with farmers planting seeds that can be grown into nutritious crops. Productive seeds that are enabled by crop protection technologies allow farmers to grow food to feed hungry people. A good example of this is that we're co-developing new seed varieties through CRISPR-enabled gene editing to help increase agricultural productivity of crops that meet dietary needs. So that really impacts health in a great way. And as you know, agriculture is one of the most heavily regulated industries in the world, and we support the regulatory processes designed to demonstrate the safety of our products, because safety for farmers, consumers, and the environment is a top priority for us. So we're committed to meeting or exceeding the stringent safety standards and regulatory processes for our products in every country that we serve. Our innovations undergo rigorous testing to assure that they're safe for human and animal health, as well as the environment, before submitting them for regulatory approval. And once approved, the products are regularly reviewed by regulatory agencies around the world as part of the re-registration process.
You know, whether it is regulatory, market challenges, whatever it may be, the headwinds for farmers are getting more complex and varied as you examine them on a global scale. As you continue to develop these support strategies for, you know, row crop farmers here in Indiana, banana farmers in Latin America, whoever it might be, what is your vision for how Corteva's health platform evolves?
We listen to farmers first and understand their unique challenges. So we think about farmer health and safety every day, from how we design our products to how they're stewarded and even beyond that. A new opportunity that we have with my role is to provide information to farmers and their families, whether it's through programs, partnerships, or publications on occupational health and overall well-being topics. We also need to make sure that we're setting farmers up to have successful and sustainable businesses so that they can continue their farms for future generations. For example, our collaborations with CGIAR, the Gates Foundation, and other entities were leveraging our technologies and scientists to bring sustainable innovations to smallholder farmers around the world. We've also launched a program in India that's called 2 Million Women to support women across rural India to grow more food and run more profitable farms, which improves their economic stability as well as local food security. So these efforts are targeting essential crops in regions that are experiencing food insecurity, and we aim to address key challenges that are faced by smallholder farmers. The innovations are really intended to use scientific approaches to improve productivity and sustainability, while at the same time reducing the intense time and physical labor demands that is required of farmers.
It's really this marriage of what Corteva does best, right, Claudia? It's taking innovation to make this global impact and really make a difference. It's truly a vision for the future, which is amazing. this role does feel custom built for you in a lot of ways based on your background. You are a United States veteran. You are this pioneer in public health. You are now a leader in food and agriculture. You've got this really unique blend of service and meaningful impact. And so I'm curious, you know, ag bioscience wasn't really a part of your journey until more recently here. You were at Tyson Foods and then you came to Corteva. What brought you to us? We're glad you're here. And what's keeping you here in the ag bioscience industry?
Thanks. I'm happy to be here. I really love to learn and take on new challenges, which has given me the chance to work across, you know, a number of different industries, including healthcare, aerospace and defense, financial services, and most recently, as you mentioned, food manufacturing. Agriculture seems like a really natural part of my career journey because as a physician, I believe that healthy and nutritious food is essential to good health. In other words, like food is medicine, and that interconnection between agriculture, nutrition, and human health is fundamental. So the opportunity to join Corteva really excited me because our purpose really aligns with my personal values and my passion for sustainability. I mean, Corteva is at the intersection of science and agriculture, so it's a really exciting place to be as we think about the future challenges of feeding the world.
Corteva innovates, right? And this right. approach is just continued validation of that. How do you see the industry sort of as a whole? You've got a couple notches now to look at this. How do you see them shifting towards health? Like some of that movement has started, and we're talking about food as health, and we've identified it here as Agrinovis as something that, you know, is part of the future. Where do you believe it's headed?
The ag industry is increasing the focus on human health, really through innovative and sustainable practices. Some of the key shifts that I believe will continue include regenerative agriculture, which emphasizes soil health, biodiversity, and carbon sequestration. By improving soil quality, farmers can produce more nutritious crops, which directly benefits human health. Also, diversified crop production, which is a push towards a wider variety of crops, including fruits, vegetables, and legumes. This diversification will help to improve dietary quality and reduces the risk of diseases like diabetes or heart disease. Efforts to minimize pesticide use are gaining traction. This not only protects the environment, but also reduces the exposure to consumers, which leads to healthier communities. And finally, I would say food as medicine. The concept of treating food as a key component of healthcare is becoming much more prevalent. And this includes initiatives like medically tailored meals and improved access to nutritious food, which can help prevent and manage chronic diseases.
What is next for your team at Corteva? What's ahead? What has you on fire about this initiative?
Well, recent years have seen an increased attention on obesity and metabolic health. Around 900 million adults globally have obesity, which is associated with a higher risk of conditions such as type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, certain cancers, dementia, and depression. New weight management medications such as GLP-1 receptor agonists have become available for treatment, which is great. These drugs affect appetite by enhancing feelings of fullness and slowing down food digestion, which leads to lower caloric intake and weight loss. But the users may need to modify their diets to reflect changes in appetite. So this really presents an opportunity to cultivate crops that are rich in essential nutrients such as fiber, vitamins, and minerals. These nutrient-dense foods of the future can help manage blood sugar levels and support overall metabolic health. Corteva is working to develop a suite of food ingredients produced from proprietary seeds that are designed to increase nutritional value without sacrificing taste. So I'm really excited about that. And of course, we'll continue our commitment to health by working to make life easier and better for farmers, using science to facilitate the production of more nutritious food and making the safety of our products and our people, of course, our top priority.
It's really smart. The vision is exciting, and we're looking forward to hearing about what lies ahead. She is Dr. Claudia Copeland. Thank you so much for joining us on Ag Bioscience.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you for tuning in. You can watch or listen wherever you subscribe or get your podcasts while there. Don't forget to leave us a review. I'm Kayla Chittister, and on behalf of the Agrinovis team, thanks for watching and listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, edited by Mike Fisher, photography and design by Kaylee Verstee, video by Darren Cooper and 1898 Creative. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovisindiana.com.